Today is Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, a day that is special on so many different levels. The Yahrzeit, the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, according to some, his emergence from the cave, the day in which the great plague, which swept away tens of thousands of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, finally ceased and allowed the Torah community to rebuild itself. But the Chasam Sofer points out something amazing. The Chasam Sofer writes that Lag BaOmer is also significant because it is the day on which the man began to fall in the desert. We know that throughout the 40 years that our ancestors were in the desert, they were sustained miraculously by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miraculously by from bread from above, called man. The man we know could taste like anything you wanted it to taste like. It fell each and every day enough to sustain the individual two portions on Friday to take care of Friday and Shabbos. And says the Chasam Sofer, when did this great miracle of the man begin? It began on Lag BaOmer, on the 33rd day of the Omer. And as such, says the Chasam Sofer, therefore this day has an element of simcha. This day has a joyous component to it, because again, it's the beginning of our reception of the man. And the question is obvious. It's beautiful that, of course, the man began to fall on this day, but the man fell every day, Baruch Hashem, for 40 years. So what is it exactly that makes this day, the 33rd day of the Omer, celebratory? And the great tzaddik, the Shem Yishmuel, comments on this, and he says so beautifully. He says, you know, up until the 33rd day of the Omer, up until today, up until Lag BaOmer, we were eating the food that we took with us from Egypt. We were sustained for the last month with the food that we were able to gather together on that last day or last days when we were in Egypt. We were eating Egyptian food. Now it was kosher, I'm sure it was glatt, multiple hechsherim. But at the end of the day, it was the food from Egypt. Lag BaOmer was the first day that we stopped eating the food from Egypt and we started eating the food of God. That, says the Shem Yishmuel, is the deeper message. And I think it tells us an incredible idea, conveys to us an incredible message, which is that change is possible. You know, sometimes we assume that the way we are is the way we are and the way we will always be. The person I was yesterday is the person I am today is the person I'll be tomorrow. And even though we speak about change and we hope for change and we anticipate change, deep down, we don't really feel that we're capable of change. Whether it's changing something about ourselves or something about our lives, we don't really believe it. We say it, but do we really believe it? And what Lag BaOmer teaches us is that change is possible. That even if you ate the bread of Egypt for the last 32 days, and even if you ate the bread of Egypt for the last 210 years, and even if you were a slave, and even if you were an idolater, and even if you had not actualized your potential, Lag BaOmer tells us that even those who ate the bread of Egypt can now begin to eat the bread of God. Even those who did not live life to its fullest can change that in the course of a day and become ochlei man, can be those who consume with their bodies and with their souls the holiness and the message of the man. Herein lies the joy, the simcha of Lag BaOmer. It's on this simple day on which so many incredible events occurred, that one event that changed our entire trajectory, we began to eat the man. And with beginning to eat the man, reminded ourselves that no matter what we were in the past, we could always become something different in the future. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a lichtige Lag BaOmer.